You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast, 120 seconds, give or take, of concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who. Today's episode is provided by Shannon, my better half, as she takes on the character River Song.
When we meet River Song in Silence in the Library, she is a Mary Sue. She is the character without serious flaws, a born leader, brave enough to fight the menace killing her crew, and irritatingly arrogant as she drops hints and then smirks. Spoilers. Even her sacrifice at the end of Forest of the Damned is not a total sacrifice, as she still lives inside Charlotte's core in a virtual paradise and has the potential to be retrieved. She is also a classic literary archetype, but not one used in Doctor Who before, the courtesan. She flits in and out of the Doctor's life, never staying long enough to become boring, challenging him intellectually, but not emotionally, mysterious and unbearably smug over having the upper hand in her interactions with him. While the smugness is slightly lessened in her Series 5 appearances after that dig over the TARDIS breaks, Song still represents something that has not been seen since the reboot, a character that has more knowledge than the Doctor, vital knowledge about his future. In the classic series, there were the Gallifreyans in funny hats and Romana, to keep the Doctor temporarily humble, to stand on equal footing with him. In my opinion, Russell T. Davies did the right thing in removing the Gallifreyans, in making the Doctor clearly the hero, the focal point without any backup. And Davies created characters with enough conviction, intelligence, and attitude that if the occasional smackdown was needed, a companion could provide it. But Stephen Moffat seems to need a Doctor without emotionally involved relationships. I draw this from his disparaging description of Rose Tyler as a clingy girlfriend, and writing dialogue in which Amy Pond is most afraid of appearing clingy in life-threatening situations. And yet, Song is somehow hugely important in the Doctor's life. If Moffat meant for her to be this era's equal partner, then he has a problem. The partnership won't be equal until there is a real balance of knowledge on the Doctor's, and therefore the viewer's, side. Prison terms for murdering the unknown very good man don't tone down a Mary Sue if we don't know who he was or why she did it. Vague hints and pointers frustrate more than they intrigue, as they give her importance without giving reasons. It will take a grand payoff to justify Song's presence, and in stories, the payoff rarely arrives for the courtesan.
Thank you, Shannon. You can find more 2-Minute Time Lord podcasts at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can subscribe and leave a review. Follow the podcast on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord or on Facebook at facebook.com/2MinuteTimeLord. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.